game. Folks, it is that time of the week again for Kayak Fishing Radio Mid-Atlantic. I am your host, Mark Delaney Crew Wheeler, and welcome. Unfortunately, tonight my chat is not working, so I cannot see the chat. If you are chatting it up with your homies, great, and really appreciate if you would call in. My number is 714-816-4727, and so that way I can... You can ask questions and we can talk it up. But tonight we are going to talk about fishing up north. This is going to be our Northern Exposure show. I'm currently in beautiful Longwell, New York, and it is cold. It's normal New England winter time, I guess you call it. So let's start. We're going to enjoy a nice cold. Yes, folks, a nice cold, wet libation. Most likely a warm cup of brandy would go nice right about now, tonight. So, again, folks, if you would like to call in and talk live with me, the number is 14-816-4727. Or you can Skype it. Go to Blog Talk Radio, find the Kayak Fishing Radio show, and hit the Skype button. Talk for free. Be a lot of fun. All right. Well, folks, it's the night before Thanksgiving, so let's talk about species this time of year in the Northern Hemisphere. To the rest of the shows, which are southern bound, let's talk about some fish that don't come up here. With the water temps and how cold everything is, it's not even 3 degrees. Up here, so you're going to be looking at tog. Yes, the blackfish is the bite that is probably going on right about now. I don't know if water temps getting too cold for tog, actually. Because if you got tog, you've got hang on 1 second, folks. Because if you've got tog, you can pretty much count on maybe finding some cod. And yes, folks, I'm talking about the cod that you get in your fish fillet sandwich. Pretty much the same one. Delicious. If you can get it out on them, you get a day like it was earlier today where there was no wind whatsoever and you could, you had a full day of that, you could possibly paddle out a mile or 2 miles off the shore. Hit some of the many wrecks that are out there and really do some damage on some tog and some cod. This would be some bluefish still, this would be some and stripers, so don't fret for all you striper heads out there. You can still get into them, especially on Long Island. There's a couple of warm water discharges on the North Shore that will definitely get you in the fish. Plus, folks, look at those flats. If they're not iced up, run the flats, because that mud holds heat and radiates heat. You'll find some stripers in there, some blues, maybe some trout if they haven't moved out yet. And you'd be pleasantly surprised on what you might find. Here we go. Got a caller. Seven 754, you're on the air.
Wheeler, it's Lozier. What are you doing?
What's going on, man?
I'm at the Admirals game. I just wanted to call and wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving.
All right, man. Good to see you at home, brother.
Yeah, I'm home. We're at the Admirals game drinking some...
Me too! I have a voice! Me too!
I just wanted to call and wish all y'all on the other side there a happy Thanksgiving. You guys take care, and we'll be talking to you next week.
Definitely, man. Thank you.
All right, you take care. Good luck up there.
Thanks, man. Bye.
All right, later.
All right, folks, you heard that. That was the illustrious Mr. Mark Lozier calling from the Norfolk Admirals hockey game. Great thing to do in Virginia if you get a chance. A lot of fun there. Something to do in between fish for stripers if the wind and rain or temperatures aren't right for you this time of year. And I think what we heard in the background also was the illustrious Miss VB Javacek, Mark's new wife. Congratulations to them again. They got married back in October. And the best of luck to them. All right. So, you know, look at those flats, folks. You know, if anything else, you can't get out in the salt water. As far north as you can go, you know, there's going to be some sort of species out there that you can find. Look freshwater. You know, look at some of the little streams and little feeder creeks. If they're not getting frozen over, most likely they're going to hold trout. They're going to hold, you know, small bass. They're going to hold brim, crappie, stuff like that. I mean, bigger lakes, oh, yeah. You can definitely find some crappie, you know, this time of year. Find the brim. Find a lot of other things. And, you know, no better day to go out than Thanksgiving Day. And just want to get this out of the way. Merry Thanksgiving to everybody. It's not Christmas yet. I will do the pre-Christmas show next week. But I will not say anything about Christmas, except for the Christmas I'm saying about now, about next week. Okay, folks, I'm being goofy. But, yeah, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Drive safe, please. I made the drive up to Long Island yesterday, and almost didn't make it in some senses. But please stay safe out there. You know, good time of year for a lot of good fish, but, you know, back to the fishing talk. Crappie, brim, if you can get to find some bass that are down deep, throw a hair jig. Marabou works great. You'd be pleasantly surprised on what you can find. What else? Oh, one of the best ones, catfish. Oh, man, folks, catfish. Some bunch of shame in the deck, and that lets them eat all year. So find a nice ledge, a channel drop off. You'll find them huddled in these little holes. Take some shad, drop the shad down there, and it's a great way to float around. Back on the top, put three rods in, and get some monster, ugly kitties on there. So, all right. But that's what you can basically find this time of year in the Northeast. Not a whole lot. People are staying inside and or hunting or hunting is the better word. So enjoy it. Enjoy Thanksgiving. But I'm going to head down south right now for some warmer thoughts. And we're going to start with Virginia Beach. Folks, if you're not floating eels or getting ready to float eels here soon, you're wrong. On my drive up, I did take the 13, as you, which takes you right up through the eastern shore of Virginia. I made a quick stop off in Ocean City. Talked to the Ocean City marina and sport fishing area. Pulled in there and talked to them real fast, and they're in hard. And they say they've been into them for about a week now, folks. So get ready to travel and get on them because they're moving. We're going to be hitting them really hard here soon, folks. Probably the next week and a half, we're going to be talking about pulling in 50-plus pound stripers. Okay, so definitely get ready for it, folks, because they're on their way. They will be here. And this is just about the right time for it, too. But you can still catch as many schoolie stripers as you want. hit the Baybridge Tunnel, then HRBT, you will be golden and have a lot of fun doing. Again, if you're sitting in the chat room going, why isn't he typing anything and I'm asking him questions? Well, because I cannot see the chat room tonight. I'm using an iPad, and Flash does not work on iPads. So, unfortunately, folks, I cannot see what is going on. I apologize. So, like I said, please call in. The number is 714-16-4727 and talk to me. Okay. Let's see here. My phone was dinging at me. Okay. Sorry about that. So, let's, you know, we got the Stripers. If the temps are getting, or the there's too much wind out there, and you don't feel like eeling for Stripers, you're looking to get out and actually float for them, you could definitely go out to the Tog this time of year. Find a suited little spot inside the concrete chips. Drop some green crab or fiddler down and tear them up. You're going to find a smaller variety at the ships compared to the Baybridge Tunnel, but it's still a lot of pullage and a lot of fun. They're still catching some trout in Lynn Haven and Rudy, so look for that. There will be a handful of schooled up puppy drum to be found in there too, but you didn't hear that from me. Bluefish always around. The dog sharks are starting to show up. So remember, folks, keep the dog sharks. Please keep them. They're actually a nuisance species, so please, please, please keep them. They're really tasty to begin with, so why not, right? All right. Fresh water, folks, the crappie bite is insane right now. So get out there and you know, get in some crappies, some, you know, 1/64th and 1/80th ounce jigs are perfect this time of year. Put on a mealworm or put on a whole dino on like a, you know, 16th or 32nd ounce jig. Send that down along a stump and bail the crappie all night long. It'll definitely be worth it. The bass are still in there. Some of these warmer lakes, little deeper lakes, are holding the bass a little in still in transition. So you can definitely catch them throwing deep cranks and swim baits. Shad colors are key, and still bang them pretty good. Of course, catfish on the James River is in excellent form, and you know, all the way past Richmond, all the way into the upper James, is really doing well in the smallmouth bass. So definitely check that out. Down in the Carolinas. South Carolina is still beautiful. And you can still do really well on some of the species like flounder and redfish. Trout are always around. So, you know, the options are open there in South Carolina. North Carolina, they're banging the big drum, folks, right off the beach of Ocracoke. And farther south, so definitely look into, if you're a surf caster, you know, you're going to hit the very tail end of the migration, but it'll be worth it to be able to pull a 50-plus pound hoss boss up on the beach. It would definitely be well worth it. Carolina's also cooling down, the northern reaches. Farther towards the Emerald Coast, you're looking at more of a temperate climate right now, you know, still in the 60s somewhat, so you can get away with, you know, some more flounder and species like that. A couple of wayward stripe, you know, schoolie stripers are coming out of the back rivers there in Accomack and everywhere else. So definitely look into it. Looking at getting down there also. Great choices. But we're having a you know, things are starting to wind up here, and you know, up here, it's kind of difficult to get out due to the northern weather, heavy winds, rain, stuff like that makes things very difficult to fish. So stay warm, stay safe. That's what it's all about. remember, folks, tomorrow night is the Kayak Fishing Radio Thursday Thanksgiving Gobbler Thunder Chicken special hosted by our very own Chip Gibson, the original Kayak Fishing Radio host. He will be on at the normal time talking kayak fishing and Thanksgiving Day. So definitely check that out. And remember, folks, we have a full week's a full slate of shows during the week, starting with Monday night kickoff with Levi Chuck Redfish Chuck, aka Chuck Levi, Charles Levi. Very good show there. Well worth it, and definitely a lot of fun there. And you know, side note, you know, Chuck, good to hear that your son's doing better. Wish him the best of luck and a speedy recovery. And Tuesday night is the A Bad Backass Live, hosted by Rob DeVore. Another great show. Subsidy off of Rob's blog. Very well-written blog. And well worth it. A good read there. Next up at bat is me, the Wednesday night Mid-Atlantic show. Remember, folks, all these shows are done Eastern Standard Time at 8 p.m. Okay. On Thursday night is the Kayak Fishing Radio original, the big show, kayakfishingradio.com show on Thursday nights with Chip Gibson. Definitely a good time there. And then the Spike and Ike show, the West Coast show, done at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific. For all those out there, Spike, done by Dennis Spike and Isaac the Nothing Miller. A great show there, folks. Definitely check that out. And, you know, that's our weekly slate. If you'd like to hear more or talk to us more, or, well, if you missed the show, please check us out on kayakfishingradio.com, where you can definitely go ahead and download a podcast and share it with your friends or family. Remember, folks, that the town or the Chokoloski 10,000 Islands Boondoggle is coming up here in February, February 17th to the 20th in Chokoloski, a.k.a. 10,000 Islands, a.k.a. Mecca. Folks, this place is going to be insane. If you have some bucket list fish and you're dying, you're itching to fish in February, this is, you know, get a campsite, get a, you know, hotel reservation, pay off, you know, someone down there to sleep in their front yard. You know, do something to get down there. I mean, we have the opportunity of catching some really nice snook, some really nice tarpon, you know, some groupers and mangrove snappers, and, you know, the opportunity of catching hundreds of trout and redfish. And folks, if you're not excited as much as I am, you're wrong. So definitely check us out at kayakfishinggear.com/boondoggle. Also at yakangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource. Definitely check out Yak Angler. They have a great site, lots of great info, and that's where you can keep up on all the up-to-dates on the Boondoggle, along with this show. I'm trying to run this show a little short, folks. No one's calling in, and I got to start thinking about turkey tomorrow. So, you know all my sponsors, I love you. Everyone have a great Thanksgiving. You know, eat a lot of turkey. Yeah. And stay safe on your drives or flights. And get on them, folks. With that, I say to do, good night. And catch you tomorrow night on Chip's special Thunder Chicken Night Kayak Fishing Radio. Good night, folks.